De Gemen, Rei, Amar Gimel, Rei, Amar Alef, Pif, Bo. Shal, Shal, Ashmonim, Gut, Me'eilu, Madlik, and Baham. All other Shmonim, we are Madlik. When we call Mokim, Shem is Dayit, Mitzvah, Nilalukha, the Mitzvah, Nilalukha, to you, Shem is Dayit. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Hamukha, Dohu Nimshach, Achar Akhila, Tvei Mikulu. From all other Shemonim, the which draws Shem and Zai is olive oil more than any other Shemin. We main Shem and Zai is Batsui, if one does not have olive oil. Mitzvah b'shal shmonim b'shalil antalo, got a mitzvah to use other shmonim, other oil that have a produce a clear light. V'hem koymin l'ner shavo, and other oils which produce a clear light, this is a preference over a candle made out of wax. The nail shavo in the candle made out of wax, kaisem, the nail shall chale. If you have a candle made out of fat, so wax is a preference over chale. The oil yafim is solo because the light, the illumination that comes out of wax is a better light. Then nearly, the Nazi Mishnah Berurah says, the Chosa Lefi Inyan Hanel. Now we're giving preferences. We're saying a nail of wax is better than a nail of chela. The Benel Shalonu Shekoyin Flin. This was a type of a candle, which was in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, perhaps this is similar to our candles of paraffin, Shetzolu, that the illumination is very clear. Bevada Yosemina Shava. So if you have a choice to use this flin, which was a very good light, or a light or a candle made out of wax, so this thing is better. This is a candle that burns. There's no need to turn the candle in order to make sure that the wick is burning. It burns very well by itself. It's a only minel shabbos, so it's much better than a nail of the candle made out of wax, because these candles, it seems sometimes it was necessary to tilt the candle in order to continue burning well. The ulai, and perhaps this candle, what he's speaking about, it could be these are our candles also, afiko ashmonim. Could be this is better than all other oils. this candle is a candle that it burns by itself. There's no need to move it. So in this show, he brings down something very interesting that the Chazon Ish and the Sidma used pushes the candle for Shabbos, and it seems they had a deal of the lotion of the Mishnah Brune that these candles are better. It's better than all oil, which seems very inclusive. It's better even than olive oil. That he brings down an hugger from the Chazon Ish and the Sidelines. I don't know. Could be the Chanukah is different because there's not the whole illumination. There's just the next plus with Nehashem, with Shem and Zayin. But in this, it seems there's a difference of opinion. He brings the Ktais HaShulchan says, Dominic Eretz Yisrael is that the two burn with the Matlif Shem and Zayis, and he brings that the Rabbi Eliashiv also holds that Shem and Zayis is preferable. Deep Zayis. What if he wrapped around Bethes pitch or wax, or fat, we had learned before, if you have a receptacle with pitch or wax or chaleb and you stick in a pila in that, that is not permitted to be used for Ner Shabbos because the wick does not draw out the fuel. But if you make a candle, that means you wrap around the wick, you have a long wick, you make a candle out of this wick, you wrap around Shabbos, 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 Madlikin Bahen, because then it seems there's no need for the wick to draw this out. Since it is surrounded with these materials, it turns automatically. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah Kolach that says, the Layosu Bikulu Elim Hoyu Nisunim Bechli. If the pitch or the wax was in the receptacle, the Naitain Afila Bechakov. And they put the wick in Zephyr or Shabbat, to Moshe Oysen B'Shemen, the way we do with oil, so that then it is no good. So all ain't Nimshachin Achan Hapsilo. The wick will not draw these materials, so therefore will not burn well. Avol Bozeh, but if you make a candle out of the wax, you wrap around the wax around the wick. Vimsha shakir and mabsilah shabbisaychoi. Since the wick is inside the candle, it will burn very well. This has a madlik, togech, sheyadlik, loy ma sheyotei min mabsilah mehaneh. Oh, this is an important halachah. By Hadlokis Ner Shabbos, when one is madlik the Ner, he has something that's kindling the Ner, he should wait until loiv of the wick is burning, and then he should take away the match or the candle that he's holding. It's not sufficient just to ignite the top of the wick and it'll burn by itself. So you should hold it there till the light of the wick is burning, and then he takes away the candle or the match that he's igniting the wick with. Let us see with this. The Mishnah from before, if he made a candle out of with these materials, it is mutter. דווקא אם הפשיל או כשירו, נחשב כפי איזה, and the wick is made out of proper material. אבל מפשולו למען יתיך הסובב לו. But if it's inferior wick, so then a candle will not help the situation. So if the yadlik, when he's kindling the wick, he should hold it there, כדי שיהיה עליו אוהל יופי מיד שיצא לכיודוי. That as soon as he takes away his hand, he should have a large flame already. And the material of this, כמו שהיה עניין, בדלוק את המנוירו, בהלוכו את הנרוי, that that was to say that how they were madlik the menoira also. That means the Kohen who was madlik the menoira had to stand there till zayv of the wick that was burning, and then he took away he kindled the wick. So here we say, Ma she yaitse min ha-tfila me-haner. Here we're speaking about if he have a receptacle with oil, he should make sure that the roiv of the wick is burning. Well, if he has a candle, also the same thing. He should make sure that the roiv of the wick of the candle is burning, and then he takes away his hand. If that ain't tzorich lahav hei hapsilo. You do not have to make sure that the wick is singed. They used to singe the wick very well in order to ensure that it will burn well. Perish, Indian, Hebrew, Yipol, Aldobo. The word Hebrew means something Sha'inoi Nisnaf Legamri. It's not completely burnt. The gamlei kayim legamri. That means, but it was first partially. Al tarich lemenu no tirgim yoynisin mahavel. Ago. So if you learn the mechabel says halachically, it is not necessary to singe the wick. You can leave it like this, and halachically that is permissible. But the minik is that we singe the wick a little bit, we kindle it, and then we extinguish it. Today she says mechayreset, it should be a little thin, even though halachically this is not necessary. So when there'll be madlik, the nail, it will kindle easily. So we are saying now, halachically, this is not a hir, but the minig is to do this because this makes the kindling, when you madlik the nail, the shatter, that it kindles easier. So that is why the minig is to singe the wick. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Umikol mokim nozu, va'af b'ner ha-kozuch kain shalonu, our candles, oishin kain. We do this. So this is a preparation of the candle that when the Isha will kindle the Ner Shabbos, it will burn easier. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'zeh yaseh v'ish mitchilo." This is the husband's job. He should do this right away. V'yeh tayeles shaloi tisha o'isha badlokoso badiyas mano. So when this man has luck to come, since the wick was kindled before, and it's a little thing, so it will kindle easier now. And there, so he brings down the Chazanish and disciples were not loyal to do this. They said, our winks and our candles burn very well, and it doesn't accomplish anything. So they disproved it. So, I mean, so it seems just everything is relative. I mean, this man, the moral, it seems to be accomplished something. So even though mitzvah, chiyuv halacha, there's no chiyuv to think it, but it makes the kindling easier. One should not use six shmatas made out of linen. Even they were singed before because they did not burn well. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah there. Bismaltutim haino b'loi bigdei tishtov hagafin. These are thick linen clothing. That is, it's b'loi, it's already a shmata with some huge thick fishkins clothing made out of linen. They don't burn properly, even though we said before that the beginning of this we said big day Krishna is good, but it seems that Krishna beg a chase makes it good, but if it's a thick linen, it does not burn well. Find the prima godim, another halacha. Aim adlikin ala shulkan b'neir chedet yosha. A neir is a receptacle that it is made out of chedet, it's earthenware, and it was used once because it seems if it's used once, then loy. So it is not nice. It doesn't look too nice. So Mamela, it is not a respected nail to be used for nail shabbat. Ella in Cain, he put it into a kiln and he rebaked it again. So then the thing looks better. But if you have a nail, a receptacle made out of glass, I shall have mitzuka, or the earthenware is covered with a different material. Shaggy, shame, it doesn't look too bad. What? Does it look nice? Ubdish only, if a person is poor, sha'ainloi, he doesn't have anything better than this. Rabbi Musa. So we have here two options. Either he'll use this Ner Yoshan, which is mold, which is not nice, or he doesn't have anything else, so he won't be Mazlik Ner Shabbos. His Rabbi Musa, Mimashi, his Batul, Ner Shabbos, to Choyva. Ner Shabbos is a Choyva, so finished. So the nail, they put oil in it. This was a receptacle that they put oil in it. And this was the mold. That's the nail. Nail means the receptacle. The linen, what we said before? Because thing could be a thinner. Here it says it's thick, it's a thick. A thick material, it does the burn well. I mean, if he takes the threads and he makes a little weight, could be then if it burns well, it will burn well. It depends on that. If he can make that it should burn well, it will be good. Normally, in this case, it doesn't burn well. It does burn well. The day number 8 in Kalim and the Donnev. Now, the palace, a nice clean windows, more than a healthy and air. Today he a nice day with thy guys. They are Shemar, he started to be known. The higher we show the habits. Now, again, a nail is a receptacle that has oil in it. Let's say this is the receptacle. There was an opening, the wick was inside, and there was an opening on the outside of the nail that the wick came out, and the wick burnt. That was the nail that we're speaking about. God, this man Chazal, there were two openings. One was Kneged Shama, one was Kneged Dacha. They had two pshilas there. But I'll come on this. This is the nail. The nail had oil inside of it, and the wick burned because of this oil. Now, here we're thinking about that over this nail, he put another keli. He put a receptacle with oil in it, and there was a hole in the top keli. And the whole accomplished that oil used to drip. That means he had an added source of oil besides the receptacles that held the oil and the wick. He put on top of this another receptacle with oil and with a hole in it. And he used to drip. And he used to drip into the nail. So he had an added source of shemens coming into the nail. So here the Mechaber says, this is also a nice name clean minukis. One is not permitted to put another receptacle that has a hole in it. Mole shemen, it's full of oil. Alpi hanel, over the nail. That means in the nail we have shemen. In the nail we have a psilis. Now he's adding an extra source of shemen. Today he ain't nice. And the purpose of this is, since there's a hole in the top receptacles, so it'll slowly drip into the nail, the shemen. So I have a new source of shemen. So why is this awesome? Today's our shemen is topic me mano. Since this receptacle is not a nail, so theoretically, the person who sees this shemen over the nail, he could go and let's say he needs some shemen for his syphilis, for his ex, for something else, and he has this shemen in front of him. So he'll take some of this shemen for himself. And by doing this, the Yitzchayim Rishum Mechabes, and we'll explain this why Yitzchayim Al Mechabes. But so therefore, Chazal asked that you're not permitted to put, to do this, to take this separate keli and put it over the nail, because we were afraid he might help himself to the shemen which is in the nail. We'll explain too. But this second receptacle that only has oil in it, if it attaches to the nail, so that now it becomes an intrinsic chalik of the nail, mutter, then it's mutter. Keeping kli echot, since this is part of the nail, he goes away, he will not help himself to that shemen. He realizes that this is part of the nail, because it's attached to the nail. So then Chazal were not afraid he might come and help himself to the shemen. Now, yesterday we spoke out. So the halacha is, I'm a stopping in a shemen shebenea. Let's not speak about this case. Let's think about if a person has a nail that's a receptacle with oil and with a wick coming out of it. and he'll go and take some of this oil, halachically. For normal, of course, we don't have to pray the person will do it, but the Gemara says, the person will take some of this oil, he chayes min ha-toyre al-mechabes. So yesterday we mentioned two biurim, why this is called mechabes. The Shittas of Rosh is it's called mechabes because he's shortening the lifespan of the wick. That means with this amount of shemen, you have an ounce of shemen is in there, it will burn an hour. If you take out some shemen, it's not only going to burn three quarters of an hour. So that is called mechabe. That is Shittas Halosh. Shittas HaTosfos, no, that is not also, because it's only a corner that's not called a mechabe. I mentioned that, oh, go on, that's not called mechabe. So Shittas HaTosfos is, so why is it called mechabe? So Tosfos says that you thought that when you have a nail burning with an ounce of shemen, the illumination is much brighter than when you have three quarters of an ounce. The complete shemen helps in the kaya of the illumination. So if you minimize the shemen, you take out some shemen, you attack a mechabes. That's just as a dice. So now when we come to this Allah here, we're going to come into a problem. According to the Rosh, we understand this halacha very well. He has a receptacle over the nail. The receptacle is dripping into the nail. So this is considered part of the potential fuel that the nail will use. That means with this receptacle, it's going to burn an hour and a half. By taking some of the shemen out of the receptacles, going to burn an hour and a quarter. So according to the Rosh, we understand it's called mechabes. But according to Tosfos, there's no more illumination over here. By taking out some of the shemen in the top receptacle, you won't minimize, you won't dim the illumination of the wick that is burning from the shemen. So this kasha, the Rosh has done Tosfos. The Rosh says, what did you do with this wick? What did Allah is? This is Allah, you're not allowed to do it. It's Chayim Mishum Mechabed. Where is your Mechabed? So the Shulchan Aruch Chazav and the Mashal answer that the Shash was something else. The Shash was not that I have an ounce of oil in the top receptacle that takes out a quarter of an ounce. No. Chazal were afraid he might take the whole clear away. He might take the whole shemen. He's stopping me. He wants to use the shemen. So he'll take away the whole keli. And if he'll take away the whole keli, and if this drop after drop is coming into the layer, so by taking it away, this will take its dim the light, because he had a container, drops were coming in, and if I take away the whole receptacles, so I'm taking away the drops that would have come in, so that's cold, I'm dimming, I'm happier than there. So that's how they take shot in this halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'kivin shehu b'kli acher. We were afraid he might come and take some of the oil, because this is in a different receptacle. She'ein ha'ner b'seichai. The ner is not in this receptacle. Like bodil minei. He doesn't feel in any way that he can't take the oil away. The kivin shake dole and nail, but then this top receptacle was put in order to give fuel to the nail. I may stop with chayim mishum mechabes. ויחי, וביחי מעצמך בס. ואפילו להפויקים שסוברים דלתם חיבוי, אין בו חיוב חצות, רק איתוג את העלמה מלבד, שהוא מחבד שצריך לתחומם, לכמה בסכן נחשין למדה לסביב חופסיים, כמו ריקוס לפורפון, או פח תרה. So let's explain the Mishpoz asking Akasha and saying Akasha. All the malachis that we are not allowed to do in Shabbos, the Lamedes malachis were used in the Atiyas HaMishkan. That means in the Mishkan, they used all these malachis in order to make the Mishkan. How was Malachis Kibui used in the Malachis HaMishkan? They made coal. That means what they wanted, the first thing they wanted to make a fire. The first they made coals. How did they make coals? They burnt wood, they extinguished the wood to make coals, and then they had coals to burn things. So the kibui of the Mishkan was they extinguished the flame in order that they should become a coal. Now, Lalocha we practice that the Melecha Shabbos are only also if it was done for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That means that you need a Melecha Atzricha Legupe. Let us just give one example and then we'll come back to this. One of the Melechas, the Lamedes Melechas, let's say is Boinem. That means, let's say I want to dig a ditch in the ground. So that's Chayim of Boina. I'm digging a ditch. So that's Boina, Boina Bekalka. I'm making a ditch. It's called Boina. What is, if I don't need the ditch, I need the dirt. So I'm going to take out the dirt. Now, when I take out the dirt, it's going to become a ditch, but I don't need the ditch. So I'm making a ditch. But I'm not doing this for the purpose that it was in the Mishkan. I'm making a ditch for a different purpose. So Lalocha we paskin, this is also Mitarabonon, because Lalocha we paskin, all malachas have to be done for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. That's how we pass. Fine. So therefore, a person will extinguish a flame without an intent to make a coal. So this is only also Midrabona. So now let us understand the Mishnah Berurah Kasha. The Mishnah Berurah is asking, because we said he's not allowed to put, and we said to go over and there, because he might come and take some of the oil, and it'll be over al-smechabe. What'll be that the flame and the wick will burn out earlier. So he asks, but see, he doesn't need a coal over here. This is not a mechabe de reise. This is only a mechabe de rabona. So can show you a pen, so it's a gzele with gzele. That is his kasha. That's the Mishnah Berurah kasha. Now, let's look again the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu la'apoyski she'soyvrim dalstam kibui ein boi chiyuv chatos. There's no chiyuv chatos. If I have no interest to make a coal, gaki shuze ba'alfe, every kibui is only an issur ba'avos. Milvad, unless he wants to extinguish the flame to make coal, of the come of the Simon, Kinla Medala, Tip of Dine, as the Loachi goes through Bonan as Taylor, and for some reason, could be a Moloche, is more common than a Sand Israel, the Rabonan, so that's why here they made the date. That's Steve Allen. He says, Lo Yemalei Odom Ka'oro Shemen. Now here's a bigger chiddush. A person should not fill up a bowl with oil. V'yitneno b'tzad haner. And he's putting it next to a nair. A nair is a receptacle that has oil in it and a wick in it. And the end of the wick goes out of the nail and goes into this bowl. The end of the tata nail, the yitain roish apsila bisoicha, bishmil shetahei shayoved. So he wants that he should draw oil from this bowl. So here, there would be a habamine, since he the first case, there was a receptacle on top of the nail. We should bring oil into the nail. So then there was a trainer. He doesn't see anything wrong. This receptacle has oil in the hole in it. He'll take some of the oil for his own use. The second case, he sees that there is a wick that is burning, and the other end of the wick that is burning is in this bowl. So I would think a person is more careful. He wouldn't help himself and take some of the shemen in the bowl. Aval bikein, zeilo shemo yitapik mimeno. Since this bowl is not the nail, so we're still afraid a person might come and take some of the oil, unless he'll attach the bowl to the nail. Let us see the Mishnah. Reish apsila, reish talayma, kotza ha-sheni be-apsila, sheni doilik. The second end of the wick, which is not burning, yitain b'haka ore, he'll put this in this bowl, li-shayi v'ashemeth, that it should draw out more oil. The Chalkit Isaac Aminah, given the Hapsila, since the wick of the nail, Munachas Gam Bekaolev, is the wick of the nail is lying in this bowl. Yevodominate, to hear a person would be careful and would never do such a thing. Kamash Malov, the Philo Achi Gazlina. We're going to a fellow in such a case also. Mimeno, the gambazer, in Ibrahim, beside the house is mutter. But if he attached this bowl to the nail, then a person realizes this is part of the nail, and then he'll never do such a thing. The Ibrahim. Now let's just explain what Shabbos, what we're speaking about over here. I have a nail burning, and it seems this nail that is burning, for some reason, is dripping oil from this nail. Now, the oil was very expensive, but the shot dripping. He's going to take another keli and put it underneath this wick that is dripping oil to be mekabel the shemen. That's what he wants to do. That's all what he's doing. So the halach is that this is osur. Now, what's wrong in doing this? What is he doing wrong? So there's a gevaldik yisod over here, which will be remarked in this week. There is two hakdomen. Hakdomen number one, the shemen, which is burning in Shabbos, is mukhtar. That means it was put into burning Shabbos. He's not allowed to take out the shemen of the habit. So this shemen is mukhtar machmasita. That That means I can't take out, I can't use this shaman of Shabbos because I'll be Yoyman Yisim Mechaber if I take out the shaman. So this shaman is looks number one. It has no use. I can't take it out. It's looks it. It's fine. Now, every Kaili, I have a Kaili, a normal Kaili. So this Kaili, there's nothing more. I can be metal for the Kaili. The minute I put this Kaili underneath the dripping shaman, and the shaman will go into the Kaili, this Kaili will now become muktzeh because it's holding the muktzeh to the shaman. So this Kaili now becomes muktzeh. So what's the problem? So the Kaili becomes muktzeh. So Chazal said a tremendous, this is very problematic. Why? Because before this Kaili was usable, before you did it, you can move this Kaili with the usable Kaili. The minute you put it underneath the shaman and the shaman falls into it, you can't use it. So Chazal considered Kaili, you just destroyed this Kaili. A Kaili which was usable till now, the minute you put it underneath the shaman, and now shaman falls into it. Now, if I can't touch it, you can't move it. So it's considered you are mevatel the Kaili. You made this Kaili, which till now was usable. You made it unusable. So Chazal considered like you destroyed the Kaili of Shabbat. So that is Shabbat. And this is. So the king is supposed to silence. You can't touch it. You can't move it. So now I just thought, that's the time to be a nice thing, please, we shall discuss a summer, the cargo shaman, I know you say, so that the oil which is dripping from the nerve should go into this cage. It takes you my brothel, please, my cargo. You are destroying a cage. From what it was only to be used till now it was a usable daily, and now you made it unusable. So therefore, that's up. It becomes a bus. Yeah, but now it's holding mukta. Whatever it is, it's holding mukta now. What? No. By making it a purpose, you're destroying it. That is the destruction. That's right.